Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Mark chapter 8, verses 22b through 25. It reads, "Some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, 'Can you see anything?' And the blind man looked up and said, 'I can see people, but they look like trees walking.' Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly." This is one of my favorite passages because it serves as a reminder that God isn't going to give up on me until everything is clear. How many times do we give up on ourselves and settle for mediocrity while God strives for excellence? Today's passage holds up that hope for all of us that one day we too will reach that state of perfection, of purification, when we rest in the arms of Jesus. But for now, we must keep trying. I invite you to reflect with me today on the pieces of our lives that may seem hopeless. Maybe it's a relationship, a goal, or a vocation. What is God asking us to wipe away or to keep working at so that we may gain clarity? Who can we ask for support and encouragement to keep going forward in hope? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 251 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, grant that by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, we may be enlightened and strengthened for your service. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O Almighty God, let me walk in beauty and see my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Amen.